explain what that means and what that also what that means for students as well as what that means for school district teachers and administrators.
Sure. Under the current assessment and accountability system for the state of Texas, high school students take 15 end-of-course exams. Under the system, and until the Commissioner Williams' announcement and Governor Perry's announcement this week, under the system, each exam would count as 15% toward the student's final grade in each respective class. And so what the ruling does is it takes away that 15% going toward a student's final grade in each class, which I think is a good move. The accountability system is so heavy-handed right now and it's over-reliant on high-stakes testing. Look at the high school kids are taking 15 tests when you count English. There are really two tests per grade level for freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. For English language arts, and there's a math test, a science test, and a social studies test in each of those grade levels as well. And so the system is just over-reliant on the test in the first place, and then to put further power to the test by making the test count as 15% of a final grade was just too much. And I think the governor realized that, the commissioner realized that, and really the pressure and the grassroots pressure from moms and dads across the state of Texas really is what changed this rule. And I anticipate that while the delay is specifically announced for the 12-13 school year, I do anticipate that the legislative body will take action this next legislative session to permanently change the rule so that the 15% will never go into effect for our students. And in fact, I anticipate that the legislative body will really take a hard look at the current assessment and accountability system and make a number of changes to it.
Is this an example of something you made the reference to the grassroots campaign? Is this something where those who have fought for getting at least this much done to publicly thank those who have made those decisions and to also say we're not through with this subject? Just as you mentioned, there are some other things that need to be done. This is not a bad first step.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think that in an effort to make sure that our schools are accountable to the public and to the state of Texas, the accountability system has just gone overboard in terms of its heavy-handedness and its over-reliance on one test. And I think the moms and dads and, the parents of school-age children, they see the effects of that every day on their kids. And groups have started forming that are not affiliated with a school district or not affiliated with any formal organization, just new groups are forming, such as the Texans for Meaningful Assessment. And these again, are business leaders and moms and dads saying, look, enough is enough. And so, yeah, I think this is representative of the pressure that's being put on by folks across the state of Texas. And I think that, as I said before, you'll see more changes. And I think that the communities, moms and dads across the state of Texas, will be thankful for the changes. But I also think that there are many, many more changes that need to be made. I mean, CSISD is proud to be part of the Texas High Performance School Consortium. And the consortium's charge is to develop the next generation of assessment and accountability system. And so that being said, I think that there is a strong movement to say we need to think about assessment and accountability in a whole different light, in a whole different framework. And Senate Bill 1557 from the last legislative session gave the commissioner authority to identify school districts to participate in this effort. CSISD is proud to be one of those school districts, and then we're looking for the legislature to take some more action this next session to give the 23 districts in the consortium some authority to move forward and to really develop a new system that could be applied to all school districts in the state. That's going to take a while. It's not something that can be done quickly. It will take a while, so we're really looking for the next legislative session to give us that authority to move forward with developing the new system.